The first time machine, Professor Johnson proudly informed his two colleagues. True, it is a small-scale experimental model, it will operate only on objects weighing less than 3 pounds 5 ounces, and for distances into the past and future of 12 minutes or less. But it works. The small model looked like a postage scale, except for two dials in the part under the platform. Professor Johnson held up a small metal cube. Our experimental object, he said, is a brass cube weighing 1 pound 2.3 ounces. First, I'll send it 5 minutes into the future. He leaned forward and set one of the dials on the time machine. They looked at their watches. Professor Johnson placed the cube gently on the machine's platform. It vanished, and 5 minutes later to the second, it reappeared. Professor Johnson picked it up. Now, 5 minutes into the past. He set the other dial. Holding the cube in his hand, he looked at his watch. It is 6 minutes before three. I shall now activate the mechanism by placing the cube on the platform, at exactly 3 o'clock. Therefore the cube should, at 5 minutes before three, vanish from my hand, and appear on the platform 5 minutes before I place it there. How can you place it there then? Asked one of his colleagues. It will, as my hand approaches, vanish from the platform and appear in my hand, to be placed there. 3 o'clock. Notice, please. The cube vanished from his hand and appeared on the platform of the time machine. You see, 5 minutes before I will place it there, it is already there. His other colleague frowned at the cube. But, he said, what if, now that it has already appeared 5 minutes before you place it there, you should change your mind about doing so, and not place it there at 3 o'clock, wouldn't there be a paradox of some sort involved? An interesting idea, Professor Johnson said. I had not thought of it, and it will be interesting to try. Very well, I shall not. There was no paradox at all, the cube remained. But the entire rest of the universe, professors and all? Vanished.